Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
When you first move in with a partner, there can be some teething issues. And my partner and I have moved back in together for the first time in a year, or around about a year, full time. So I'm revisiting those teething issues that I'd totally forgotten about because it happened so long ago that I'm like,
Like you're in a position where it's kind of like you're moving in for the first time together.
Again. Exactly. And, you know, there's those ones about who does the dishes and who gets the washing machine and all those things we're figuring out. But there is one that I need help with, because I don't know how to combat this issue, because it's definitely 100 times worse up here in North Queensland. Mm. And that is the dirty boy smell.
How do you get rid
of the boy smell?
We're having a dirty boy smell issue, are we?
Well, yeah. So, you know, he's a tradie. He works very, very hard. So he gets a good sweat up when he's out and about doing his job. And that means dirty clothes. That means dirty clothes go into the dirty clothes hamper.
Yeah.
And because it is so hot and stuffy a lot of the time, that does permeate throughout the entire house.
They're just marinating, aren't they?
Yeah, and so I walked downstairs this morning to leave, and I was like, whoa, it smells like teenage boy down here. I can't deal. How do I get rid of it?
Yeah, well, you're asking the wrong person, because as a smelly boy,
you don't notice
we don't actually notice it. That's just our musk. But I am aware... I am aware that the idea of dirty smelly boy exists.
Yeah.
And we had a particularly funny incident. It was a few weeks ago where I had, we had masala. We had like big old curry.
Oh, no.
For dinner, and I went all in. Like, you know, I had the curry and the samosas and, you know, got the papadoms and everything. A big, big feed. And I was a little gassy that night.
Because it's curry, yeah.
And it was about maybe 2, 3 a.m. I just woke to the sound of... Which was my wife, who had gone to the bathroom and got the Ambipur.
just spraying you.
Spraying above me in the bed while I slept.
Oh, that's bad.
That's how she dealt with smelly boy.
I guess that's one way to deal with it. But I feel like there would be people with partners, but a lot of mums with smelly young teenage boys.
Oh, teen boys are the worst.
Teenage boys are the worst, who would have measures to combat these issues. So 13, 12, 16, help me out. How do I get rid of the smelly boy aroma that is taking over my house?
Yeah. How do you deal with smelly boy? 13, 12, 16. 13, 12, 16, Jono's here. Are you calling about Gabby's boy smell issue, mate?
I sure am. Being a tradie myself, I know exactly what it's like, and I've got three boys that are all under the age of 10, so...
Oh, you definitely know what it's
your
like.
Your house is like a cesspit, it must be.
Well, not actually, but it does get pretty bad. But, you know those Glade oil air fresheners that you can get with you stick the little sticks in?
Yes, it's like, yeah, it's a diffuser.
Yeah, well, that's all we use. Right. So we've got one in the laundry area, and we've got another one that's in the ensuite. So we never have that issue at all.
Are they ones like that you light up and they burn, or how do they work?
No, they've just got like a little oil or some little gel balls in it. You just stick they come with the little sticks and they just...
Yeah. So the sticks soak up the oil, and then it just diffuses throughout the room, and it smells all pretty.
And
I
on
did
the upside,
used to have one of those.
The upside as well. They look very pretty in the
They
park.
Do look nice.
Win. Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Hit 103.1's Haunted House with Cliffo and Gabby.
The Halloween Fair for a spooktacular night of fun at the Village.
It is going to be a fabulous night of scare and just fun. There's all around fun. There's going to be a bit of a parade. There's some face painting. There's a whole lot of goodness that's going to be going down at the Haunted Fair.
October 27 at the Village in Noombah.
Mm-hmm.
To get into the spirit and to get inspiration for our haunted house, we're hitting up haunted locations around Townsville tonight.
Yes.
With Moni, who is a psychic medium, West End Cemetery, West End Pub.
The cinema.
An old office building. It used to be a medical building. It's now an accountant's.
Yeah, and they've invited us in to check it out because they think it's
positive.
Haunted.
Yeah.
When it's an old medical building, though, you would expect there to be some kind of spirit hanging around.
It's super old, too. Like, really old, the building. So, We've got her on the phone right now, Moni, our psychic medium, to chat about what we're doing tonight. Moni, morning, mate.
Good morning, Cliffo.
Mate, we are so excited about hitting the streets tonight and checking out some of these locations. The locals believe are haunted. This is sort of new to Gabby and I, but this is not new stuff to you, Moni.
No, not really. I work with it every day, so.
So how does this actually work for you? Like, can you see and speak to the other side?
I certainly can, yes. That's what I do in my readings every day.
Wonderful.
When did you realise that you had this gift, Moni? Because you have been doing it for a while.
Since I was a kid. So it's been like my whole life.
It's a pretty wonderful gift to have, but it would also be a bit overwhelming until you can control it. Is that right?
Can be quite daunting, but yeah. I'm very blessed and I get to work with some amazing people, so all the pros are better than the cons in this situation.
Well, tonight we are visiting what we've been told are really haunted places. What can we expect, do you think? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, I've never been to this place, the places that we've spoken about going myself. But if you are sensitive to this kind of thing, you can get chills. You know, you can get a little bit of cold chills up and down your back. You might be lucky enough to see something quickly, you know. So it's all very unpredictable. The spirit world doesn't like to cooperate. So it all depends on what's going to happen on the night, I guess, and what they're prepared to show us.
Should Gabby and I be worried about anything that may unfold? Like, and that is not doubting your abilities in any way, shape or form, Moni, but this is new stuff to us, so should we be prepared?
Definitely not. Okay. No, but it always helps to have a positive mindset in situations like this, so always go on with an open mind especially, so...
Well, I'm pretty excited because anything that happens tonight is going to be inspiration for our haunted house coming up very soon. So if any of the spirit world want to come out and show us how to do a good scare, we're happy to learn.
I'm welcome to it, kind of.
Kind of.
But visiting some
you'll be fine.
Really interesting places, the West End Hotel, like we said, and the cemetery and the cinema.
Yeah, Susie is a ghost in the cinema.
As well.
Yeah. There's a few on the list, and you'll be able to hear them all next week. I guess investigations to air all next week at Hit 103.1. But for now, Moni, thank you for your time, and we'll chat tonight.
Pleasure.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Game of Games, it's a new show that is currently on telly. It's based off Ellen DeGeneres' Game of Games in the States, and we have the host with us right now, Grant Daniel and Ash London. How you guys going?
Cliffo?
Hello,
Gabby?
Yeah, that was Cliffo just introducing you guys, yes.
I'm sounding very feminine these days. No, because you probably don't remember, Grant, but we've met before. I grabbed you as you were jumping out of a race car at the Townsville Circuit. You were hot and sweaty and strangely kind of puffing. But you've been up here many times.
Not strangely. Do you know how hard it is to race a race car in 35 degrees steam?
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you? Hey, can you remember what I was driving?
No,
was it a Ferrari or a V8 supercar?
It wasn't a V8 supercar. No, it was one of the supporter categories.
Yeah, I won that day.
Yay! All right, we get it. You won the gold Logie.
Yay!
You won a race.
Oh, stop, guys. You don't need to do this.
All right, let's talk to Ash because she's obviously feeling a little left out right now. What have you won, Ash?
Not much.
The Hearts of Australia.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you very much.
Sure has. She's like the number one radio personality on air because the whole country loves her and her connection to music, which is raw and real and beautiful.
Thanks. Oh, look at you
so
guys.
Lovely, isn't he? Got my little support team.
That's
here.
So much love.
He really is always that nice. It's a killer. Everyone's like, what's he really like? I'm like, exactly as you'd imagine, all the time.
So there's no dirt.
But I will catch him out. No, none. All the magazines always speak to me about, and they're like, oh, give us some dirt on Grant. I'm like, he's the nicest guy in the world and he's always nice. The end.
That doesn't pay the bills.
It's very hard to be controversial on radio because obviously what people want you to do is appear in the newspaper all the time for saying outrageous things, but I'm not built that way.
He's too nice.
No, maybe I need to darken myself up a little.
Yeah.
No, that would make my life hard if you did that. Just stay being nice.
Go on, Grant. Do it right now, Grant. Say something controversial.
I can't. I'm not built that way. Ash London is a poor loser. I'll say that.
No. That's true. I really am.
How did that come about?
I hate to lose.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I'm very competitive, I think. I know. I've always been like, maybe because I was, well, I've got an older brother, but he's so much older that technically I was an only child. So I think I'm just used to getting my way, maybe.
So is that why you're hosting Game of Games and not participating?
Oh, I'd be horrible if I was a participant in Game of Games. I don't like getting dirty. I would probably punch someone if they I would actually be that contestant.
That would be so,
and I'd be like calling the adjudicator. I'd sue Channel 10. Like, I'd be that person.
Yeah.
That would be great for ratings.
It would be great for ratings, but really bad for my general perception.
If only we could get Grant to do that. There's that controversy we're after, Grant. Grant Denyer punches contestant on Game of Games.
Well, we awesome. Push people to the limit. Like, yeah, we give away $50,000, which is great, but geez, we make them sweat it out, like on the way to the 50 grand. And people are highly stressed. Like, we got them three stories in the air and we just randomly just drop them through a trapdoor. Yeah. That doesn't do good things to your mental state.
I did have a question for you, Grant, because choosing you to host this show, I feel like it's because the animation of Ellen DeGeneres on her show is very similar to the animation of you on this show. Is that why they picked you? Because they just had to change, like, one or two features?
I think I know what you're trying to say here. Are you trying to say I'm the person who looks the most like Ellen in Australia, so therefore by default I got the job?
I may have said
not
that.
Through skill, but by just appearing to look like an American lesbian? Is that what you were saying?
But would you disagree?
Possibly.
It's exactly what you look like.
100% spot on.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew it!
No, I walked out on set and I had all these really comfortable white shoes, and as I was walking across the floor going, oh my God, I've done it. That's when the penny dropped as to why I got the gig.
When you start
the opening of the first show.
When you start putting Ash London in a box next to your guest to jump out and scare them, I'm gonna be very, very worried, Grant.
I like the sick twist to the show because this is kind of, we don't know where this is going. Like, this Game of Games is kind of unleashing a new kind of game show in this country. We've always played pretty much by the rules in Australia, whereas this is pushing the envelope. We're like, we're shooting people in the face with a cannon
so
loaded with paint. Like, I'm pretty sure it doesn't adhere to any O&H law at all in Australia.
A lot of the times when we're doing it, we're kind of looking at each other like, are we definitely allowed to do this? All right. Well, that's how we can do it. Let's just do it.
Well, it's like, Ash, when you were just throwing boulders at people, like, I didn't think that would be allowed.
Did you see how good a shot she was?
She was very good.
Yeah, it's clear you've done that before, London.
Yeah, no regrets.
Her ball skills are second to none.
Yeah. Fondling. Even lubing and throwing.
Wow, you make it sound like a very sexy game show.
Just a regular Sunday
game
night
games
on
up late.
That's right. It really is a show that, like, the whole family can sit down and watch it. It's just so much fun.
Until Ash said that.
She really did make
she does the
now
up late
at 10
edition.
At night.
That's right. When you see, when you find out we're now at an all new time, you know what's happened. Lundo's let loose.
For now, though,
guys,
it is still 7:30 Sunday night only on Channel 10. The hosts of Game of Games, Grant Denyer and Ash London, you guys are legends. Good luck for the rest of the run of the show. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, you guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
There's a story that has done the rounds in Townsville in the last 24 hours that I think it's safe to say it's pretty much shocked this community.
Yeah.
And it concerns a 27-year-old woman who has allegedly faked cancer to raise more than $55,000 on a GoFundMe page.
Yeah. Supposedly or allegedly she has fooled her loved ones as well as the community in order to raise this money. And it's just, it's baffling me that anyone could do that.
Two elements to this story shock me and appall me. Number one, that is that this woman, the woman who has allegedly done this, Lucy, her name is, she blogged the whole thing and she catalogued the cancer journey with numerous photos on her Instagram page. And we are talking pages where she is wearing oxygen masks and bandages.
And has a drip.
And has a shaved head.
Yeah.
She has faked photos allegedly to look like a cancer sufferer.
Yeah, and so it's obviously a planned thing because if this was just, you know, a little lie that she had told someone and it's just exploded into this big thing, it wouldn't be a blog, it wouldn't be online, there wouldn't be a GoFundMe page, there wouldn't be these
It appears
huge,
premeditated.
It does, exactly. She's
The other element of this that I wanted to mention is the victims. Now, the victims of this are the people who have made donations, and some people in their thousands made donations, really, really big donations to what they thought was a 27-year-old woman who was dying of ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
But to me, the real victims of this alleged crime are people who suffer terminal illnesses and people who suffer from cancer. Because when stuff like this happens, when these frauds are uncovered, people are less likely
to donate.
To donate. They
to
are,
actual victims.
They are less likely to help people who are actually suffering from cancer. And if you think about it, in a roundabout way, by doing that disservice to people who are suffering from cancer, you're helping cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible disease.
You are helping people to die of cancer.
Yeah, exactly, because people, just when you donate, you have an automatic trust that it's going to the right place. You don't overthink it when you when you see someone who is dying and you want to help. It's just a natural reaction to want to do that. But then, when this is uncovered, your trust is shattered. And so you are going to be less likely to donate to other causes, and that is horrible, it's because so there are actual victims out there that need help.
Please, the advice is, if you feel you have been affected by this scam, call Crime Stoppers, and we urge you to do that.
Yeah.
Because from what I hear, the police want to lay more charges, but to do that, they need more witnesses. So if you are one of the people who have donated, evidence is what they're after. So please call Crime Stoppers today, and hopefully this person, if this all comes out and it's all proven in court, hopefully this person gets punished to the full extent of the law.
Mm. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We're on the countdown to R&B Fridays Live 2018. One night only, featuring exclusive live performances from Usher, Salt-N-Pepa, and so many more. The R&B Fridays Live countdown. R&B Fridays Live.
So many chances to get your hands on these tickets left, is there, Cliffo? Because it's sold out Sydney, Brisbane.
Yeah, we got tickets to the Brisbane and Melbourne gig coming up in the next couple of weeks, but right now it's all about Sydney, which is sold out, Gabs, you're right. All week we've been calling people back, and if they pick up their phone within five rings, they're on a standby list.
We had to pick one of those people from the standby list to present them with a whole package to get down to Sydney. It's a lucky person.
We're going to call that person back now. They don't have to answer within five rings now, do they?
They've already won.
Okay, they've won.
Yeah, they've already won.
We've already got one name, so this person has won. Just calling them back and letting them know that they're off to R&B Fridays Live in Sydney.
Hello?
Hi, Natasha. It's Cliffo and Gabby from Hit 103.1. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Did you pick up within five rings the other day to get on the standby list for R&B Fridays Live?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's good.
And you know, today we're giving away the tickets to the Sydney gig, sold out Sydney gig now, flights, accommodation, like the whole thing included?
Yes.
Well, you did answer within five rings, even though you didn't need to, because you're our winner anyway! You're going to Sydney! It's a sold out show. There are no more tickets to go, so that's it. You're done. You're going.
Oh my God, that's freaking amazing. Thank you so much.
Who are you going to take?
I don't know, because my husband will have to probably stay home with our children.
Ah, sucker.
Girlfriend trip it is.
Yahoo!
Again, two tickets to R&B Fridays Live at Spotless Stadium, return flights from Townsville to Sydney. The accommodation, you better grab a bestie and get ready, my friend, because you are going in less than a month. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I hope you love every second of it.
I will, thank you.
Send close-up videos of Usher.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You want to see that sweat dripping off his brow.
Yes.
It's the Hit Network and Frontier Touring presenting R&B Fridays Live 2018, Usher, Salt-N-Pepa, and so many more. Saturday, November 17 at Spotless Stadium, Sydney. Now sold out, and hang about and keep registering, become a Hit VIP, because we've got tickets to the Brisbane gig, the sold-out Brisbane gig to go next week.
Sold out. Oh, there's not many more opportunities to get yourself there, so this is it.
Hit.com.au if you're not already a Hit VIP. It's Cliffo and Gabby.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.